Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you to the work session for the City of Cedar Hills. Today is Tuesday, September the 8th, 2015. I currently have 6:02 p.m. I'd like to call our meeting to order. Items that we have on the agenda this evening is, in a few minutes, we're going to go into exec session to discuss potential or imminent litigation. But until our attorney gets here, then I think what I'd like to do is, Mr. Lowe, you've proposed the idea of a bond refi, and maybe you can just tee up that idea for the council so that they're a little bit more familiar when we get to the council meeting.
Okay. So just over 9 years ago, the city had an excise tax bond that they issued for the Public Works building. And it's been almost 10 years, and so Jonathan from Zions Bank approached us and said, hey, I think we could save you a little money on this excise tax bond if we advance refund it. So I know you guys are always excited about saving money, so we were like, sure, we'll listen to it. And Jonathan's not our official financial advisor. We're not under contract, but we've usually had Lewis and Young. And so we invited Mark to also give a proposal. But Jonathan, on the past three that we've issued, he's also done a lot of work on those too. So we encourage you to listen to both of them and see what they are proposing. Jonathan's come with Brandon Johnson from Highland, and he's recently worked on the last Chase Bank bond on the bank side, so as the bond counts on that. Do you guys...
Shark, do you mind if I just ask you a question first?
Sure.
So I think it's we always get new council members, and
yes.
I'm relatively new too. So I'd like to understand why this particular bond was an excise tax bond as opposed to a GRO bond or some other kind of bond. Why that funding vehicle was chosen, and how it works.
I can tell you what excise tax bonds are. I mean, they're the security is our Questar, Rocky Mountain, Comcast, Telecom. Taxes. So the reason why they chose this is probably just because it was an open option, and our coverage ratio must have been good enough that we could get a decent rate on it. Do you have any other reason why they chose that for Public Works building?
Yes, because I was the one that worked on the original bond issue. It was chosen because that had some relationship to the function of the building, and the alternative. I couldn't hear you exactly when you asked your full question. Did you ask about a GO bond?
Yes, I'm wondering why that as opposed to an alternative.
Well, that requires an election. And for the size of the issue involved and the timing, it wasn't deemed feasible at the time. That's why. But an excise tax bond is a very good credit in itself. The city shows very well in that. So the difference in the rate is not enormous. But where it related to the function of the building, that was deemed the better alternative.
Okay.
That's why.
Okay. Thank you. And then so, Charles, I assume that means then that our sales tax revenues from the franchise tax goes to pay that bond? In that case, or no?
Not necessarily. We just, the way, it's just a security. Just like if we issue a GO bond, we don't have to actually do a tax levy. That's just the security behind it. So what actually gets used is, because it's a public works building, admin building, the general fund contributes about $78,000 a year, and the water and sewer fund contributes about $78,000 a year since they both use are related to it. So it's just a 50-50. There's no direct, hey, the French. You could say it is, but
okay,
it's not.
And we certainly can't raise our sales taxes in order to pay for the bond.
Well, I think at the time raise their excise taxes to the max so that they could fund the building.
Okay. And so it's kind of just moving money around in the sense that we use our excise taxes for other things.
Just like if you did a sales tax bond, you could say, yes, I'm using my sales tax, but you could be also using your excise. Just depends.
Okay.
So I really like the idea of you looking out for us in terms of saving money. I think that's a great idea. What's the prepayment look like? And for how many more months or years?
So they're going to propose the timelines, but when you have an advance refunding, you can do a current refunding if it's been more than 10 years, and we're about 6 months away from a current refunding. So this would be advance refunding where we'd put money in escrow for the last payment, and then the rest of it would get called, and then depending... I think they're both proposing a private placement, probably with Chase. And due to the volatility of the market, they might propose to move on it quickly. So
what's the negative arbitrage look like?
That they're going to propose all that.
Okay.
I have no idea what they're... I haven't seen the latest estimates.
Great.
So
thank you. I know we're going to get to you gentlemen during our council meeting. And so what I'm going to propose now is that we pick that up during our regular council meeting. And our city attorney is here now. So I'm going to suggest we go into exec session. And so someone would like to make a motion pursuant to state code to go into exec session. Then I'll take that now.
I can make that motion. I move that we go into executive session pursuant to UCA 52-4-205, subset 1, subset small c, to discuss pending or reasonably intimate litigation.
Great. I have a motion. Is there a second?
Because located at Cedar Hills Vista Room on Tuesday, September 8th.
Okay, very good. I got a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Apologies, but it's a roll call vote.
Even if it's unanimous?
Yes.
It was unanimous, but we'll do that. Mr. Crawley?
Aye.
Mr. Zappala?
Aye.
Mr. Geddes?
Aye.
Motion was unanimous. Let's go into exec session. Thank you very much.
Yeah. All right.